The chief U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, has issued a directive that specifies that the U.S. commander in Iraq will be in charge of Iraq's armed forces after the handover of sovereignty on June 30th. It also establishes a new Ministry of Defense, replacing the one that Bremer disbanded shortly after he assumed control of the American occupation 10 months ago. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Explain about the new Ministry of Defense.
Well, Bob, the U.S. Occupation Authority wants to make clear that this new ministry will be very different from the old one that existed under Saddam Hussein, that this one will be run by civilian professionals who will be in charge of the military. In the coming weeks, Bremer will appoint a new Minister of Defense, and that person, that official, can be either a man or a woman. He's also creating a number of powerful positions within the coming weeks. These officials will have three-year terms. They include a secretary general, a senior military advisor, and he's creating a national security advisor who will have a five-year term. Officials from the U.S. occupation, they say they want to stress continuity and stability here by not allowing future governments to just simply replace these officials, but they're also going to be maintaining de facto influence in future Iraqi governments by leaving these powerful hand-picked appointees in top-ranking government positions here in Iraq.
Are the Iraqis happy about this?
Well, I've already spoken with one governing council member, a Kurd, who's criticized this. He's asking, why should Bremer, who's due to leave here in 3 months, why should he have the power to decide who's going to be in office for the next 5 years? And this criticism was echoed by a spokesman for one of the main Shiite political parties. They say they want to be consulted more on this process. U.S. officials I've spoken to, they respond by saying that, well, future governments will in fact be able to remove these officials when they are elected, but it simply won't be easy.
What exactly happens to U.S. forces after June 30th?
Well, they're going to stay here. The U.S. was supposed to negotiate a new treaty with the Iraqi Governing Council this month, a new status of forces agreement to determine the future status of the foreign troops, more than 100,000 of them in Iraq, and that's been postponed till after July 1st, after the occupation officially ends and sovereignty is handed over to a yet-to-be-formed Iraqi provisional government. But the U.S. has said in this directive about the Ministry of Defense that, in fact, it can stay on the ground here, according to an interim constitution that's been signed. And in fact, the Ministry of Defense, its 33,000 forces, will be under the command of an American general, Ricardo Sanchez, after the handover, and it can continue that way for the near future.
What's the security situation in Iraq these days?
It's not good. We're getting reports of fighting in Fallujah to the west of Baghdad. One soldier killed, an American, in the eastern town of Barkuba. The death toll of American servicemen and women is nearly 400 since May 1st, with some 350 Iraqi police killed in that time as well in daily attacks. And American officials are predicting an intensification of attacks in the run-up to the July 1st handover.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.